All right. So I want to just, our final activity is a really simple one. And it's going to counteract what we just talked about. And it's this. We're just going to go a little longer, 2, 3 minutes here. We want to take some time to count our blessings. Okay. We're going to take this time to focus on God's good gifts instead of our worries. So can you think of, let's just take 30 seconds. Can you think of something you can be grateful for right now?
The way God's raised my family.
All right. The way God has raised her family.
It would take me more than 30 seconds to list everything.
There you go.
I'm grateful that our family and friends have been able to stay away from COVID so far.
I'm grateful for Bill taking such good care of us financially so that we are able to live the life that we wanted to live. We always wanted to be not rich, but very comfortable. And I'm very grateful.
Awesome. That's great. Thanks for sharing. Anybody else a blessing?
Well, it's
well,
funny.
I think our church has been a blessing.
What's that?
I think you've been a blessing, Jeremy, and the church has been a blessing through what we're going through right now. I'm really thankful that we've been able to stay somewhat connected.
Yeah. Yes. Yep. What do you got, Trudy?
I was going to say, I gave my mom her card. It's funny you said that because I signed it. You are my biggest blessing.
Oh.
Yeah. My mom's my biggest blessing.
I'll go with the brand new grandbaby.
Oh, yes.
Indeed. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Man.
Especially in these times of COVID and everything, that she was kept safe and that she had a safe delivery and that he's a healthy little guy.
Terrific. Congratulations again.
Another little boy, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
That little angel Ethel told me.
My mom Trudy. I don't know if she'll be able to be heard, but go ahead.
Go ahead, Trudy.
More blessing than can be counted. I'm surrounded by wonderful people.
Good. She just said she's, I hope you can hear her.
Yeah. That's great. Yeah, I would echo, okay, we just have a great church. And, you know, I see it so often just in the smiles that people offer in the Bible studies we have. People are, like, even the study, people, I see it in your faces, just the warmth and the way you want to connect. It's just like, I wish we could be back face-to-face, and we're going to get there soon. But it, again, you just get a taste of it by just connecting with you guys each week. And then I'd also say my wife. My wife has been amazing through COVID. And so we had our anniversary last week, and it was like God did something good by giving me Alicia.
Absolutely.
You know, a lot of marriages have a lot of strain during this time. And for us, it's been, man, I get it. I get why I'm with her. It's become very clear. I'm very thankful for that. Yeah. Okay. We are going to kind of close out our time. And if you didn't, you know, just take 30 seconds this week to count your blessings, and we'll share those again next week. That's your homework for this week. Very simple. And again, that's that little pill. You don't have to call the pharmacist at Bi-Mart. This will help your sleep and your satisfaction in life. So, and Oscar's got a question. Yep.
Oh, a song that says, when I'm tired, I can't sleep, count your blessings instead of shame.
All right. When I'm tired and cannot sleep, count your blessings and not your sheep.
Yeah, I know that song.
Okay. That's from Oscar.
Okay. It's actually from, who used to sing that? Somebody used to sing that.
All right. God bless you guys.
Thank you.
See you next week. Yep.
Good to see everybody. Some of you I haven't seen for a long time.